is a lie. It hides the truth. Beyond the neon lights lurk dark shadows that feed on those that stray too close. In the heart of Tokyo walk creatures never mentioned in the guidebooks. Creatures that need the blood of the living. From Shinjuku to Shibuya, the undead are the hidden power that control this city. Learn the hidden truth in this narrative podcast by independent author Brent Thomas. Learn the hidden truth of Bloody Tokyo. Chapter 8. Hours later, well after the sun rose over the horizon, bathing the sidewalks with light, the first employees of the street's little shop started to arrive. Their natural reaction to finding their quiet little stretch of neighborhood littered with abandoned guns and broken swords was one of surprise. But when they soon put together the presence of weapons with the many red stains being blood, that surprise quickly turned to horror. What battle had happened here up these quiet little stone tiles? How could such violence break out without being accompanied by the wail of police siren? Or the siren song of ambulance. Most people fail to mention that unexplained presence of a large portion of what could either be very fine beach sand or extremely coarse dust, but it did raise a few eyebrows. Those were the questions that the daytime visitors to this stretch of land wondered. Some even asked about it in pairs and trios, always in hushed voices, lest they disturb the tranquil atmosphere by openly giving voice to such horrors. For answers, they turned to the evening news and the many periodicals, but none of them even mentioned their local oddity. The following night, their attention was stolen away by the breaking news of a young starlet being photographed in the car of the producer of her latest CD. The panel shows featuring even younger starlets and even older producers vented the insult they felt at her presenting an innocent face while fucking in a parked car. And since the producer was a married man, they made the young starlet a home wrecker as well. The younger idols dressed to chaste perfection almost shed tears at how a woman could do such a thing to another woman, especially a woman with such cute children. The statesman producers, likewise, gave their mutual harumphs at how such young women will stop at nothing to get ahead in the business. Their sympathy went out to the poor fellow producer who succumbed to her honey trap. Everyone nodded and quickly forgot his name, even as the scandalous picture that showed the wanton slut blurred out his face. The next morning, all the whispered gossip was about this starlet, and the mystery of the bloody sidewalk was all but forgotten. But that was 2 days from now. Now it was just under 40 minutes until sunrise. Shinichi was hiding behind a low wall topped with thin hedges. On the other side of that wall and hedge combination was an unknown number of yakuza wielding guns and swords. On either end of the block were dark vans releasing more of the same into the street. Shinichi's hip ached where he had recently dug out the bullet that had ground its way close to the bone. He clenched that bullet tightly in his fist. He was aware of similar holes scattered throughout his body, but they could mostly be ignored. He looked left and right and gauged his best path to a successful escape. Neither would be easy. It looked like both sides had 6 gangsters, but only the right had 4 holding guns and only 2 swordsmen. That would be the direction. He just needed to move fast. Shinichi took a deep breath, more out of habit to steel his reserves than any need for more air. He stretched out his jaw, letting his fangs extend to their full length. It was time. A half block separated the vampire from the soldiers. They watched as he stepped up and pushed his left hand towards them. Many of the soldiers flinched, not knowing what to expect. Their leader opened his mouth to instruct them not to be such fucking children when they noticed Keisuke drop to the ground, his sword loudly clattering on the pavement. His blank eye stared upward, and there, in the middle of his forehead, was something that looked very much like a bullet hole. The soldiers were distracted. Shinichi's dash was sudden. He cleared the half block between them in what seemed to be the blink of an eye. He was among them. Fear caused the gunmen to pull their triggers with abandon. The air was turning pink with blood. Shinichi grimaced as bullets tore through him. He did his best to focus on the screams that let him know that such careless firing was taking its toll on the enemy as well. Perhaps two voices? His claw sought out the soft throat of the other swordsman. Finding it, it was a simple task to pull free the collection of meat and viscera that enabled the swordsman to breathe. Both the swordsmen being down meant the most dangerous members of this group were out of the fight. Shinichi looked now to the far end of the block. Those soldiers were running, but they did not yet pose much of a threat. He had time to discourage them from any future attempts, even as the clatter of gunfire continued. Shinichi lobbed the hunk of meat that used to be a windpipe into the face of one of the gunmen, who predictably screamed and panicked and did his best to brush off what used to be a vital piece of a friend. Shinichi rushed the gangster and picked him up high into the air using only a single hand. He opened his mouth wide, letting all see the deadly fangs that would soon end yet another life. Or at least that would have, had Shinichi given more attention to what was going on around him. That same leader had begun his words of caution to his squad, had picked up the dropped sword. Using it, he sliced down with a swing powerful enough to sever Shinichi's arm just below the elbow. The gangster that had been held aloft plummeted down, slamming into the now one-armed vampire. Shinichi roared. He was panicking as blood oozed from where his arm had so recently hung. He off-balancedly lurched forward and slammed into the katana-wielding elder, bowling him over. As Shinichi rolled, he once again tried to stand, overcorrected for the lack of an arm, and stumbled again as he tried to retreat. Only his great speed saved him as his lurching, rolling progress carried him away from the gangsters. Those with guns opened fire in a last attempt to bring him down, and while several of the bullets did strike home, Shinichi continued his ape-like progress down the twisting alleyways of the neighborhood. The squad leader spat on the ground and swore. He had lost 3 men, 2 to the leech and 1 to friendly fire. The one who had been lifted off the ground had pulled the severed arm free from his throat, but couldn't breathe without pain. He would need to see a doctor. The leader was angry. He had been against the attack. He had argued that they would likely injure the leech, but without knowing where his lairs might be, it would be all too easy for the vampire to break away and recuperate. And now that was exactly what had happened. He took out his cell phone to report what had happened. Soon, nicely dressed members of his syndicate arrived. They carried briefcases filled with cash and were soon knocking on doors, telling the neighbors they had the opportunity to stay silent and get a nice bonus. The other option was obvious, and the money was accepted, with a polite thank you being offered by all involved. As the sun began to rise, one last bark of surprise went up as the severed arm, now bathed in sunlight, burned quickly to ash and dust and crumbled away. Brent Thomas, liking the Brent Thomas author page on Facebook, and by visiting deadlytroubadour.com.